الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن قوم موسى أمة يهدون بالحق وبه يعدلون وقطعناهم اثنتي عشرة أسباطا أمما وأوحينا إلى موسى إذ استسقاه قومه أن اضرب بعصاك الحجر فانبجست منه اثنتا عشرة عينا قد علم كل أناس مشربهم وظللنا عليهم الغمام وأنزلنا عليهم المن والسلوى كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم وما ظلمونا ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون وإذ قيل لهم اسكنوا هذه القرية وكلوا منها حيث شئتم وقولوا حطة وادخلوا الباب سجدا نغفر لكم خطيئاتكم سنزيد المحسنين فبدل الذين ظلموا منهم قولا غير الذي قيل لهم فأرسلنا عليهم رجزا من السماء بما كانوا يظلمون. And amongst the people of Musa alayhi salam is a section of people who guide and practice justice in the light of truth. Not all are alike. There are those that have transgressed all bounds, but there is a group that still holds on to the truth and practices justice, like Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu. And we had divided them into 12 groups, 12 tribes, and we commanded Musa alayhi salam, when his people had asked for water, strike the rock with your staff, and from it gushed 12 streams, 12 springs, and each people knew its place for water. And we had given them the shade of the clouds, we had sent upon them man and salwa, and commanded them, eat of the pure things that we have provided for you, but we had not harmed them, but they had harmed their own souls. And remember the time it was said to them, live in this town and eat thereof as you please. And say, as you enter the gates of the town, say, pardon, ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, and enter into the gates of the town, bowing down in humility, and we will forgive for you your sins. And we will increase the lot and the portion of those who do good. But the sinners amongst them, they changed the word from that which was given to them, and as a result we had sent upon them a chastisement from the heavens because they were given to sin and wrong. And asked them concerning the town that lived near the sea, when they had transgressed in the matter of the Sabbath, violated its sanctity, when on a Saturday, on a Sabbath, the fish came to them in abundance, and on other days the fish would not come to them. In this manner do we make a trial of them, because they are given to transgression. And remember, after they were commanded to respect the Sabbath, not fish on that day, then there were those who had violated the command of Allah Ta'ala, and those who remained firm. So those who violated the command of Allah Ta'ala, they were being admonished. And there was a third group amongst them that did not admonish them. So they asked the ones that were admonishing and preaching, لِمَ تَعِزُونَ قَوْمًا إِلَّا, why do you preach to a people whom Allah Ta'ala is going to punish, or he's going to punish them whom Allah Ta'ala is going to destroy, or punish them with a mighty punishment? They replied, مَعَذِيرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ, We are doing this just to carry out our duty to our Rabb, and perhaps these people may refrain from the wrong that they are practicing. Then when they disregarded all the preaching, we saved those that had forbade the wrong, and we had punished the sinful with a grievous punishment because they were given to transgression and disobedient. فَلَمَّا عَتَوْا عَمَّا نُهُوا عَنْهُ. But when they transgressed all prohibitions, then we are commanded that become apes despised. A seaside community, and they were asked not to fish on a Sabbath, being Jews, and they couldn't restrain because the Sabbath and the fish would come to them in abundance. On other days it would not appear before them. So they could not resist this temptation, and they violated the sanctity of the Sabbath. And then a group had stood up to preach to them that this is what you are doing is wrong. You've been commanded to respect the Sabbath, and then you are violating its sanctity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had saved this group that had been preaching and destroyed the group that violated the command of Allah ta'ala. The third group who did not preach but who had looked at their work with contempt, that what you are doing is wrong, it's not at all right. And how do we understand that? They had spoken to the preachers in these words, why do you preach to a people whom Allah Ta'ala is going to destroy, or He's going to visit them with a mighty punishment? So they had disliked this practice of theirs. They had expressed their resentment, they had disliked it, that shown that they are not part to this crime and this wrong that they were practicing. As Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu had asked the student Ikrimah radiallahu anhu, the Quran Sharif doesn't make any mention about the third group, the group that had refrained, but they had shown their contempt and their dislike for this type of behavior. So what has happened to them? So Ikrimah radiallahu anhu says that since they had shown their contempt and their dislike for this wrong behavior, then they are not a party to the criminals and to the wrongs, to the wrongdoers, because the one level of preaching is to say to them, this is wrong. And the other level is to have a deep disregard and a deep dislike for the wrong that they are practicing. So they have shown their dislike, their disapproval for the wrong that they were practicing, hence they are also safe from the divine chastisement. فَلَمَّا عَتَوْا أَمَّا نُهُوا عَنْهُ. Violating the sanctity of Allah Ta'ala, anything that amounts to the sanctity of Allah Ta'ala, it has to be respected, it has to be honored. Adhan, masjids, ulama, people that carry the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who preach the word of Allah Ta'ala, all these people, all these things have to be respected. And disrespecting, violating, disregard to this type of work, activity and people invites the wrath and the anger of Allah Ta'ala, like in the case of the Bani Israel, when they had violated the sanctity, they were commanded to become apes despised. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ. And this really happened, it literally happened. The preachers had built and erected a wall between them and the violators. And on one morning, they had heard no sound coming from the other end. And then they ventured to go out and find out what's going on. Here they saw them as apes and as monkeys, and they could not identify them, recognize them, but their relatives that were transformed into monkeys and apes, they recognized their relatives and they began to cry. So these people would say, but didn't we warn you all that you were violating the sanctity? They would nod, yes, we did. We had been warned. وَإِذْ تَأَذْنَ رَبُّكَ لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلِيمٌ. For the continuous transgression and rebellion of the Bani Israel, Allah Ta'ala had declared that لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ, that He will appoint upon them till the day of Qiyamah one who will afflict them with terrible punishment. For Allah Ta'ala is swift in punishment, and He is most forgiving and most merciful as well. Hence we find, one is, they have been scattered throughout the world, they haven't had the honor to be living entirely as one single community. They've been scattered from one place to the other place, and every person despises them. Number two, the second punishment of Allah Ta'ala was that there will be someone that will be afflicting them with pain and punishment all the time. The present Israel that we see is no proper country. It is just a thing of convenience that people have brought up and made up. And really, it was as an introduction or a preparation for Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam is going to be, he'll come down, and all those that will oppose him, the Jews, etc., they'll all be destroyed by his command and by his waging war against them. And they had to be all herded at one spot to make this easy for Isa alayhi salam. For his own convenience, these people have been herded like sheep into one area. As he comes down, he'll find it easy to butcher them and end them up. So Allah Ta'ala is swift, your Rabb is swift in punishment, and He is most forgiving and most merciful as well. Even now, if any of them turns to Allah Ta'ala earnestly, in sincerity, with a strong resolve not to do the wrong, then Allah Ta'ala's gates of forgiveness are still wide open for them. May Allah give us tawfiq.